The Summer in Rome, A Woman's Intimate Confessions, Part 2, by Anna Bridgewater. Narrated by Christina May. I thought I knew myself. Not too long ago, I thought I was aware of every way my body might provide me with pleasure and joy. I thought I had had all the erotic experiences a woman's body could possibly have, either alone or with someone else. However, when I went to Italy by myself during the summer, I had been abandoned by Randall. I realized that I had been mistaken. When I had grown wiser, I discovered that the world had much more to offer. The first thing I did when my husband moved out was to buy a ticket to Rome. Rather, it was the first thing I did that was not focused on making everyday life work, like cooking dinner for my 12-year-old twin boys, when my husband had rented a room at his friend's flat to give himself a bit of time to think. I wanted to go to Rome, to be in a place where I could wear skimpy dresses and feel warm air on my bare legs. I wanted to move a bit slower in the heat, lick the beads of sweat from my upper lip, take in the beautiful sights, sip white wine, and be all body and senses. I wanted to take a break from being a mum and a recently separated human resources worker in Copenhagen. I wanted to be alone in Rome. I promised myself physical abstinence. I would stay away from sex and the dream of pleasure. It was neither shame nor moral scruples that made me promise myself that I would be alone. I just know that I have been too uncritical in saying yes to far too many men, and a few women, and that has worn me down. I could not always recognize myself when I was kissing and making love to men I hardly knew. I also know that all of my escapades, adventures, and affairs have been destructive. I have stomped all over people's trust. I have lied. I have endangered my relationship with my children. What would have happened if they found out their mum was having sex with vast amounts of people? They would have loathed me, and that would have been too painful to bear. The day before I left for Rome, I was standing naked in front of the large mirror in the bathroom, looking at my pale body, and I promised myself that I would be keeping it to myself. I looked at the trimmed pubic hairs, which formed a narrow line from my stomach down to my pubic area. I put a hand over my breasts and shut my eyes a little bit. With my gaze slightly blurred, I could make myself appear like the goddess Venus in Botticelli's famous painting. My hand caressed the curve of my stomach and placed itself between my legs. I felt beautiful and afraid. The heart wants what it wants. As my favorite poet Emily Dickinson wrote, the words ring true to me, but it would have been more accurate if she had written, "The body wants what it wants." The heart, the doubtful and insecure heart, controls the body, and the body pushes me towards the many men whose bodies I have known. The heart seeks solace, and it does that through the body. The body knows what it wants. The body will crave whomever it wishes to crave. My body is seldom mistaken because it has given me so much pleasure that my life would have been far worse without it. At the same time, I knew that my excitement over the urges of my body was one of the reasons why my husband left. While I turned my gaze away from him and sought out other men for a while, he was unable to find my heart, and then he was the one who grew lonely and had to look elsewhere. Now I would like to change. I did not want to spend my vacation alone.